Life Audio.
Hi, I'm Emma Danzi, and welcome to Her Many Hats podcast, where we explore how women wear many hats while serving one God. Whatever role you are fulfilling, the Lord is using you in incredible ways. Let's take some time to seek the scriptures and learn how we can best honor Christ with the hats that we wear. Hey friends, and welcome back to Her Many Hats podcast. I'm your host, Emma Danzi, and I'm so excited to continue studying the Hat of Unifier. Today, we are going to be talking about unity in the home. I can't think of a better place to talk about unity because the house can be a place of chaos and crazy, or it can be a place of peace and encouragement. And so today we're going to open up in prayer and jump right in as we talk about how can we have a more peaceful and unified environment where we live. Lord Jesus, we surrender this conversation to you. We acknowledge that we are sinners in need of your strength and your grace. Lord, I pray over each woman listening to this podcast that she would know that you have placed her in the home or the apartment that she is in for a particular reason, and you want to use it to refine her and to grow her and to use her as a blessing to whoever she's living with. Lord, I just acknowledge that I'm a sinful housemate to my husband, and I need to grow in this area myself, and we all, Lord, desire to be unifiers. And it starts in our own households. So we just pray, Lord, that you would humble us today, speak to our hearts, and would you move us to action. In Jesus' name, amen. Dealing with our own sin. Sometimes the most difficult place to be a unifier is not at church, it's not in our communities, but it's within our own homes. The people who know us best see our good moments and our ugly ones. They know our weaknesses and can easily push our buttons. They catch us off guard and can get us in the worst modes ever because they know exactly who we are and how we're wired. Having self-control over our tongues is such a difficult task. Being in a family or having some type of roommate dynamic where you live can create a space of chaos and disunity if we are not careful. Intimacy can be the breeding ground of harmony and peace or the magnifier of hurt and division. And I know that getting close with others in relationship and proximity can reveal how truly sinful we are within our hearts and our lives. People who we are familiar with can become comfortable to be around, and then we turn off that compassion switch and they get the brunt of our lack of spirit-filled living. When my sister Annie and I were little, we loved each other deeply, but we hurt each other deeply too. As sisters growing up in the same house, we would be so ugly to each other. One moment, we would have a disagreement. And then the next moment, we were envious of the other. The competitive nature really came out in us. Like many sibling rivalries, we often felt like we were each other's frenemies. We were living with the same last name, but so regularly were against the other for our own selfish gain. There was the time I cut her favorite Barbie doll's hair off, or the time when she ripped a special pillowcase of mine. Or the times we called each other names, or the days when we did not play together. In the movies, there can be these sister relationships that look like this dream where everybody is so happy and every day the sisters are best friends and they love to just do everything together and match and they live life like a walk in the park. But this was not the case for me and my sister. But if I'm owning up to my own sin, I did not always treat my own sister with the kindness and love of Christ. I gave her a hard time. I was selfish. I was a little sinner with a lot of sin. I see this in other siblings and I had the joy of nannying two adorable little girls, both very different personalities and both equally amazing. One was 2 years old and the other was one. And the two-year-old would look at me in full sass mode and say, "Me no like my sister." I would laugh a little bit inside, but obviously try to encourage her to love her sister. But it was amazing that at such a young age, a sin nature and a sibling rivalry was already taking place. There is a deep-rooted insecurity in us that leads to disunity in a home. Our greatest battle in being a unifier in our house is often ourselves. We have to deal with our own insecurities and selfishness so that we can love others better and more like Christ. Love binds us in perfect unity. Our Bible focus this week is Colossians 3, 13 through 14. It says, "Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." When we hear this verse read, it says that we put on love. This is an action. Strong's Greek shares that the Greek word is agapen, which means to love. When we think about putting on our shoes each day, we have to actively choose to put our feet in the shoes and zip them or tie them up. Or when we think about putting on our makeup, we take the time to create a look that we love for the day. We do not just have shoes on or just instantly have makeup on. We have to put them on. In a similar way, we are called to put on love. This means we have to choose love and the Holy Spirit to help us put on love every day. This means that love is not in our sinful nature. It is not automatically what we lean towards. We love because He first loved us. And it's only through the love of Christ that we can live in love and have perfect unity. So to put on love is to be filled by the Holy Spirit. We cannot do this on our own. And so it's a daily surrender of asking the Holy Spirit to fill us up. And this is different than a moment of salvation. When you accept Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit and He's with you always. However, we have to choose if we're going to live daily by our flesh or by the Spirit. And so when we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to live for Christ, He can fill us up with the kind of love that can only come from heaven, the kind of love that we cannot extend to others on our own. Then we've got to pray hard prayers. David prayed in Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." It is convicting to read that David asked the Lord to search his heart and to test him. I don't know about you, but that's not often on my daily prayer list. I tend to forget that one, and it's super important to ask the Lord to convict our hearts and to see if there's an area that we're struggling. David wanted to know if there was any offensive way in him. This is the kind of humility required when we are seeking to be unifiers within a home. Instead of focusing on all of the issues that the other person has living under the same roof, we need to be asking God to evaluate our own hearts. It kind of makes me think about the verse in Scripture that tells us, before you can go and get a speck out of your brother's eye, take a plank out of your own. We need to realize that our own sin struggles are contributing to issues. We need to confess them. Then we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to turn in repentance. This means that we turn away from them. We ask God to help us not to be like that person anymore, not to live by that sinful nature, that he would help us control our tongue or work on our attitude or be more selfless or be a better listener. Whatever that is for you, God can reveal that to our hearts if we are willing and open to receiving that message from him. The enemy wants us to believe if the other household member would change, then there would be peace. When in reality, we can have peace in Christ regardless of our circumstances and live that out in our homes. And it's not based on the choices of another, but it's by the strength and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We can be unifiers each day only through the help of God.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Our key Bible passage is Colossians 3, verse 14, which says, "And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity." So maybe today you kind of thought I was going to give you a list of instructions on how to make your home more peaceful or how to correct drama in the home. But I'm coming to you with a message of conviction and a message that I too am learning. And it's the fact that we have to deal with our own sin, and then we have to let the love of the Holy Spirit bind us in unity. And we have to pray the hard prayers for God to reveal the areas of struggle in our lives so that we can be better wives, we can be better mothers, we can be better daughters, roommates, friends. When you're living with someone, they really get a full picture of who you are. And it's extremely humbling. They see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yet they live in the same house with you, and you see that of them. In knowing these things, we have an opportunity in a very unique way when we live with someone else to show them the love of Jesus in such a way that we can't share necessarily with people we don't live with. The relationship of a home or an apartment gives us the kind of privilege and honor to show someone grace when they don't deserve it, to work through conflict in a way that's honoring to Christ, to do the selfless acts around the house so that everything is clean, not expecting a thank you in return, to be there and be a listening ear and hold our family member or our friend in hard times, to pray with one another and ask God's blessing over your home, and to plead that he would make it a place of unity and that the devil, the enemy, would not have a place within our atmosphere of living, that it would be surrounded and protected by the presence and peace that comes from our God. My call to action for you, my friend, is who have you been pointing the finger towards at home? What sin in your life is preventing unity in your house? And then what can help you actively choose to put on love each day? I know that we are all a work in progress and that unity doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but I do believe that Scripture makes it clear that it is something to strive for. We want to desire to have unification through the Holy Spirit in our households. And maybe you're listening and you live with someone in your home who's not a believer. All the more reason to model what unity in Christ can look like to them. You can pray for them and encourage them and love on them in a way where they see Jesus in you in the mundane. And if you're living among believers, remember that you are all refining one another. And this can be a great opportunity to kind of start new conversations of how can we be praying and looking towards being more unified in Christ in our daily lives where we live. I hope that you guys have an absolutely incredible week, that you find unity in Christ and within where you live, and that you know that you can wear the hat of unifier each and every day.
Her Many Hats is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. To hear more from Emma, visit her site, emmadanzy.wordpress.com. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your podcast app? It really does help us connect to more listeners like you. This podcast is produced by Kelly Givens and Stephen Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.